Many towns and cities put up Christmas decorations during the holiday season. In this small town, they put up a Christmas tree each year, and interestingly, they place it in a somewhat precarious location. The story of the tree and the tradition is next on The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
About 400 people live in the town of Lost Nation, Iowa. Jim Schrader served as mayor of this town for 22 years.
Well, there's three churches. We are a church going. We got a Lutheran, a Presbyterian, and a Catholic church. One tavern, one gas station, and we have a bank and a library and city hall.
One of Jim's favorite traditions here revolves around the city's Christmas tree, which is placed in a prominent yet potentially precarious spot in town.
Right in the middle of the intersection, and we've never had an accident. We've been close, but we've never had an accident.
Granted, the town is small, but this is not a small tree they place in the middle of the town's main cross streets.
Well, we kind of start looking about a month or two ahead, and then a lot of times people donate. They've got it in their yard, and they're tired of looking at it. And this is a 10, 12-foot tree. This is nothing real little.
Jim is in his 70s, and he says the tradition dates as far back as he remembers. One of his favorite memories is the celebration when the tree was placed in the intersection each Christmas.
They'd have a Christmas drawing every Friday. This is back in the old days now. We had a lot of businesses, and the three churches used to, the congregation would form at each church, and they'd walk up to the tree and then sing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree.
Today, they still place a Christmas tree in the intersection, a tradition in this small town that predates most of the folks living here. Traveling the countryside in Lost Nation, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.